Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, June 19th, 2020. After the murder of a Georgian last August in Berlin, the Federal Prosecutor's Office has brought charges against a Russian before the Berlin Court of Appeals. The Federal Prosecutor's Office assumes that the crime was a state order to kill by the Russian government. Office of the Attorney General of Germany announced on Thursday, quote, "The background to the order to kill was the later victim's opposition to the Russian state, to the governments of its autonomous republics of Chechnya and Ingushetia, and to the pro-Russian government of Georgia." As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, the victim, a 40-year-old Chechen with Georgian citizenship, was shot in the head and back from a bicycle in the Kleiner Tiergarten last August 23rd. The Russian suspect was caught on the very day of the assassination after witnesses saw him dump a wig, a bicycle, and a gun into the spray, and he's been in custody ever since. The Federal Prosecutor's Office had taken over the investigation at the beginning of December, and in February, the prosecution had obtained its own arrest warrant against the suspect. According to the authorities, the Russian had been in Germany as an asylum seeker since the end of 2016. The suspected contract murder caused considerable diplomatic upheaval between Germany and Russia. The German government had expelled two Russian diplomats because of Russia's alleged unwillingness to help in the investigation of the crime, and Moscow reacted by deporting two German diplomats. The Office of the Attorney General took over the case because there had already been indications of a contract killing by Russian state institutions, and it was suspected that the Russian Secret Service was pulling the strings. The background to the takeover of the investigation was primarily the existence of a valid Russian ID card bearing a fake name of the perpetrator. In addition, the man was wanted in Russia prior to the crime in Berlin, and shortly before the murder in the Tiergarten, the corresponding search warrant was deleted, an indication for the Berlin investigators of a possible contract killing by Russian authorities. After it became known that the federal public prosecutor had taken over the investigation, the Kremlin dismissed any possible involvement in the murder case as absurd. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov stated that any suspicion that there could be a connection to the Russian authorities was absolutely unfounded and that such accusations were only being played up by German media. Federal Foreign Minister Heiko Maas threatened Russia with further punitive measures yesterday in Vienna, stating that the Russian ambassador had been, quote, invited to the Foreign Office on Thursday because of the case. Maas added that it's a, quote, extremely serious matter, and it is, quote, essential that it now be cleared up in court. The police counted 354 accidents between the approval of electric scooters in Berlin on June 15th of 2019 and March 31st, including 38 seriously injured, 182 slightly injured, and one death. By March 31st, 3,340 reports of traffic violations were recorded. The most frequently reported offense was driving on footpaths or other prohibited areas at 1,057 cases. Police and public order offices also imposed 902 fines for parking scooters incorrectly, 280 charges for drunken driving, and 277 charges for driving through red lights. In addition, 58 cases concerned the use of mobile phones and 766 other offenses, such as driving in pairs or in a pedestrian zone. The police stated that many people do not realize that e-scooters are not considered toys, but motor vehicles, and that the accidents and offenses show that traffic rules for e-scooters are often unknown. This is especially true for driving on the sidewalk, in pairs or under the influence of alcohol, and stopping and parking the rented vehicles. Accidents without the involvement of cars or other road users also showed, quote, that proper handling when driving on public roads is often underestimated. In other words, driving the scooters is more difficult and more dangerous than some people imagine. The police therefore stressed that they will continue to keep an eye on drivers. After the outbreak of the coronavirus in mid-March, almost all suppliers of e-scooters in Berlin had stopped offering their products, with only a few vehicles remaining in operation, primarily to offer medical personnel an alternative route to work. Over the last few weeks, however, the supply in Berlin has returned to normality. It seems that the willingness to wear mouth and nose protection is dwindling, especially on buses and trains. RBB is reporting that the Senate now apparently wants to counteract this with fines, and a decision will be made next Tuesday. It remains unclear, however, who is to enforce it. Berlin's health senator Kalaci has spoken out in favor of introducing a fine in connection with the compulsory wearing of masks, stating that because Berlin is currently in a phase of loosening up, it's even more important that rules are observed. This includes wearing a mouth-nose cover as protection against the coronavirus. She believes that wherever it's mandatory, it should be enforced, and that if it's taken seriously, there must also be fines. The obligation to wear such a mouth and nose cover has been in effect in Berlin since April. However, the Senate deliberately refrained from imposing fines for violations. Mayor Mueller also announced, quote, "We'll discuss again next week in the Senate whether it's appropriate to make mask wearing more binding and obligatory, possibly also with fines, because we see that some people are not taking it so seriously anymore." In the Red Red Green Coalition, there have been differing opinions on fines for non-compliance, for example in shops as well as on buses and trains. Sebastian Schlüsselberg, spokesman for legal policy of the left, stated, quote, "The health authorities are responsible. However, they are responsible only for their districts." As announced by the German Soccer Association on Wednesday evening, and after various options had been thoroughly examined, the DFB Pokal final on July 4th between Bayer Leverkusen and Bayern München in Berlin will definitely take place without spectators. The DFB recently applied to the Berlin Senate to admit 5,000 supporters per club to the final. The DFB website now states, quote, "This request had to be denied because it lacks a legal basis. The current ruling in Berlin states that major events with more than 1,000 supporters are prohibited in the capital until August 30th of 2020. The effects of the corona pandemic do not allow any other decision, even after a thorough examination of various options." Meanwhile, supporters of Bayer Leverkusen started a petition to postpone the final to, quote, "a date yet to be determined at which 100% occupancy of the Olympiastadion is permitted and fans can watch the game in the stadium." By Wednesday evening, around 5,000 people had signed it. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.